You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm for you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And also have to give a special quick birthday shout out real quick to my guy, The Miz, traveling on his way to Malaysia. Happy birthday to The Miz, a true Cleveland icon.
That's right.
Even if he
Malaysia.
Thinks, going to Malaysia. Yeah, wow. He's out with the WWE. He's got to get out there and certainly spread the love and the cheer. But happy birthday, brother. We miss you. Get back to Cleveland. He's going to come to a game here against the Bengals at home. So we're all looking forward to that. But right now it's time to put the bow on the Browns. Historic. And it really was historic. Comeback win over the Tennessee Titans, the largest road comeback in the history of the National Football League. In fact, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has taken the jerseys of Brian Hoyer and Travis Benjamin from that comeback win and put them up on exhibit right now at the Pro Football Hall of Fame just up the road there in Canton. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Time to hand out our grades. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball with the quarterback, Brian Hoyer. I'm giving him an A. I know that there were some throws. If you want to nitpick, that's fine. But this guy's shown clutchness. He's shown resolve. He's shown resiliency. And he got the job done when he had to do it, willing this team all the way back. Phenomenal effort. I will give him an A.
I'm going to go with an A, too. I think, again, he's exemplifying exactly what Cleveland is, how steadfast he is in that pocket. You know, the offensive line does protect him, but again, he'll have, as always, there's throws that a quarterback will want back, but the opportunist that he's become to find guys like Benjamin, to extend plays on that last play to Benjamin, he's doing everything that the Cleveland Browns would want out of the quarterback position.
Unanimous, no question about it. Bottom line, quarterbacks have to win football games in this league, and they're not going to ask you on Monday how you got it accomplished, and if all 37 throws were with superb ball placement. And that, look, guys, any of you that have watched the game, I know you know. No, we don't need to say this. Look, there's 11 other guys out there, too, that are looking to do their jobs. Every throw is not going to be perfect. Every decision isn't going to be perfect. But do you have the wherewithal to bring your football team from behind and make plays, make throws, and win football games? I mean, the answer is yes. So I'm not going to nitpick anything. It's a unanimous and emphatic A for me.
An A for the quarterback, Brian Hoyer, who's now on pace for 4,032 yards, 24 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions on this season. Not too shabby, Mr. Hoyer. Not too shabby.
All right, let's keep it up, bro.
Let's go on. Keep it up. Let's go on to the running backs of the Cleveland Browns, a group that put up 173 yards in this game against the Tennessee Titans. And again, I'm going to give them an A. I thought Ben Tate, 22 carries, career high, 123, phenomenal. I thought they did a great job controlling the football, great cutbacks in this game. I thought Terrence West especially didn't dance as much as we had seen in the past, hit the hole much harder, looked good. I thought it was a great job by these backs once again.
I'm going to go with an A, too. So I'm following your lead thus far.
That's good.
And I think that I was pleasantly surprised by the return of Ben Tate. We've talked about who he is and what he's capable of doing, and we saw that. We saw the reason the Cleveland Browns went out and sought after him so freely and wanting to bring him to be that star running back, that missing piece that this offensive has needed. And like I said, I love the fact that he can go for 5, he can go for 25, he can hit the front side, the inside cutback, or take it all the way out the back door.
He's so intuitive, and I think it speaks volumes. He came in here telling us he had big. I remember these early August days distinctly, Nathan. Big smile on his face. People were asking him about the rookie backs. He said, yeah, they're going to grow. He said, they're going to grow, and they're going to be fine, and I like what we have. Pause. But ain't nobody in this room that's taking my job from me, because I am in a 4-year quality NFL back. He just turned 26 years of age, and I think it says a lot. He hadn't played in 3 weeks, counting the bye week, and he came in, and I thought he was magnificent, absolutely magnificent. A couple of his runs were, you know, that 7-yard run on the final drive. It was an outside zone stretch. He got hit 2 yards, not the final drive, but the second and fourth quarter drive, the one that Hoyer wound up off the waggle hitting Benjamin for the touchdown.
Where he sidestepped him.
Yeah, where Hoyer ultimately hit Benjamin, but on a it was a second and I think nine. He got hit 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, shook the tackle, and then jump stopped, hopped, cut step, and wound up getting 7 down to the 4-yard line. And I tweeted out at the time, wow, professional running back. This is how a quality NFL running back looks. I mean, sometimes one
which was odd to see like in a Browns uniform.
So, you know, yes, I'm a big Ben Tate admirer, and I think he did exactly everything that he said he would and was capable of and should leave no doubt in anybody's mind what he's all about as the leader in this Browns backfield.
And I think it's going to be great. This is going to be more tape for these young backs to watch of another guy who does it, like you said, like a professional in this system. Had some great runs down into the red zone, and I think this week he's going to be eager to punch one of those into the end zone and get his first touchdown as a member of the Browns. Let's go to the wide receivers. Taylor Gabriel led the team 4 for 95. Austin, 2 catches for 54. Benjamin, 4 for 48 and the 2 big touchdowns. Andrew Hawkins had his least statistically impressive game, 3 catches for 27 yards on 9 targets in this one. Overall, I'm going to give this group a solid B+. I thought they did a great job. Strong contributions, especially when you needed it the most in the second half. The big play for 49 to Gabriel. Austin's catch to set up the game-winning touchdown. The 2 scores from Benjamin. Very good group once again.
Not to go B+ and just follow your lead. I'm just going to go with B.
Okay.
And I think that, again, it's this group of what some people might call misfits, just doing what they need to do, being a part of one of the top 15 offenses in this league right now, led by Brian Hoyer. I just think that when they're being asked to do, they are stepping up and they are doing exactly that. I think the one thing that I love about this group is we're not talking about drops. We're not talking about drops early in the game. We're especially not talking about drops late in the game by the disappointment that we've had that these guys are letting us down, and that they're going to get a great passing grade with me. They're going to get a B.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a B, a solid B. You know, again, as people nitpick, I guess I'd like to see them at times, you know, may fight for the football a little bit more and extend maybe a route a little bit more. But, I mean, overall, again, because no one imagined this, right? And no one imagined that this group would be able to perform this well. This was the biggest question, was it not, guys, on Ray Farmer about, whoa, Ray, man, we like what you're doing, but – ooh, are you
are we
sure?
Address the wide receiver
are
position.
You, are you
how do you
sure
pass on that, Watkins at 4?
Well, right. All of that.
Yeah, all
but
of that.
This group and a lot of don't minimize too as we back Brian Hoyer quickly. Don't minimize all of Hoyer's work with this group during the summer months that we talk about. That he put in a lot of time with Hawkins and Benjamin and Miles Austin, because I think it's showing up on Sundays now in the fall.
And I got to give Travis Benjamin a lot of credit as well, averaging about 10 yards per target, leading the team with 3 touchdown receptions on the season. This is a guy who, after that muff punt, could have been mentally out of this game and came back with 2 big, huge touchdowns to help get the win there. I thought that was very impressive by Benjamin. Austin has been solid all year long. Andrew Hawkins on pace for over 1,000 yards. Taylor Gabriel, the undrafted free agent, averaging 18.4 a catch, over 10 yards a target, and on pace for over 800 yards himself. Let's go to the tight end position now in this game against Tennessee. Jordan Cameron got his biggest workload, 7 targets, only 3 catches, 33 yards. Jim Dre had 3 for 25 and a touchdown. So 58 yards and a score from this group overall. I want to see Jordan Cameron be more of an impact player for this team going forward. I'm going to give them a B-, I think, for this game. Jim Dre, I thought, played well. I thought Gary Barnage doesn't show up in the stat sheet for what we're talking about in receiving, but blocked very well in this game. Had some big blocks to spring runs. But overall, I think when you got Jordan Cameron, and I know he's a little bit banged up, you just want to see him start to produce at a little bit of a higher level than he has through the first quarter of this season.
I'm on the same wavelength with you, B minus, and I think a lot of that comes from our expectations of Jordan Cameron on what he did last year. We want to see that return to form, but I think overall as a group, they're solid in the block, you know, in blocking for Ben Tate. We're able to capture that edge, and I think I like the fact that, you know, Dre getting that touchdown. We don't have to go to Cameron and force that ball to Cameron. We don't have to throw it to undersized receivers in Hawkins, Gabriel, or Austin down in that red zone. We can use the creativity of Kyle Shanahan and throw to those tight ends that we trust to make the plays when their name is called.
Yeah, I'll go B minus as well. I do think there were a couple of opportunities, especially Brian Hoyer had a touchdown to Cameron as he ran that crossing route on the goal line. It was just an underneath route, kind of an arrow move where he, you know, false step to the outside.
The right knee was wide open. Yep.
I'm trying to be
I'll call it what it was. That's
right. It was a pick play. And Cameron flashed, and he was free, and Brian's pass got knocked down at the line of scrimmage. But watch the way that this group blocks in the run game. I know it's hard to, you know, but once in a while, take your eyes away from the football and pick out a couple of people on offense and watch how this group blocks. And I'm very pleased. I think they do a pretty efficient job with they go double tight end a lot with Barnage and Dre and Cameron. And I think the blocking has been from that group. I think the coaches are pretty happy with it, don't you guys?
Very happy, no question. It's been a part of this run game and the success that they've had in that without fail. All right, let's go. Final grade on the offensive side for the offensive line. I'm just going to give them an A+. I think they've been the MVPs of this team. I think they're the best offensive line in the NFL. When you watch the tape back, our backs are getting over 2.5 yards down the field before they take contact on average. That's for the whole season. Brian Hoyer's throwing from the cleanest pockets in the NFL. That's a fact as well. They're A+, and this game was no different.
I concur, A+. I think these guys, again, just looking at that Tennessee Titans game, you know, with no momentum, Brian Hoyer could throw the ball down the field, intermediate, take those shots underneath. It didn't matter. He was protected. And again, you look at that. We talk about that surge from the offensive line. And you talked about, I believe it was on Monday, talking about Ben Tate not getting touched until almost like 3+
for
yards
Ben Tate, it is
before he's
three.
Getting touched by a defender. That is a direct reflection of those big guys up front.
Man, I love it. You know, I love it because I think, you know, I've always used the term, they're not a group of maulers. That's not what they are. But there's no question that this outside zone read run scheme and all that it entails, it's tailor-made for some of these guys. It really
is.
Yeah.
No question.
It's showing up that they all five of them are in their own way, have quality skills about them. And again, they're not the most overly imposing physical group, but they all can move. They all can get to that, you know, 5 to 8 yards that they're asked to get, whether it's to the second level or whether it's horizontally. And I love watching them. I think they work in concert very, very well.
Absolutely.
A solid A for that group.
Oh, no question. And I'm going to make a statement right now. Joel Bitonio is going to the Pro Bowl if he plays the next 12 like he has the first four. I think he has been unbelievable, as really has this entire offensive line. When we come back, the grades are probably going to go a little south when we get to the defensive side of the ball, but
that's why
okay.
You went offense first.
We went offense first. I like to start with the good news.
B minus, A plus.
That's right. Not bad on the offense side. We'll get to the defense, special teams. We'll also hit up a couple of your calls. So Brian and Reggie, hang on the line with us. We'll kick off the next segment with you and wrap up our defense and special teams grades here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.